You're going to hear what the Lord has done this summer. We actually had it on the schedule to have our Camp Kenesetake testimonies, but that's not going to happen today because we have so much to share with you about our missions trip. But so I had to cut that today, but it actually worked out perfectly because I remembered that Ryan Spinello, who has been working all summer as a counselor at Camp Kenesetake, asked me for Pastor Dave's number because he wanted to call him and ask him if he could give a word of testimony about how God has blessed him and has used him this year at Camp K. So next week, you're going to hear our Camp K testimonies. You're going to hear from Sean Smith, from Evan Chestnut, and also Ryan Spinello. So that's going to be a blessing. But this morning, real quickly, before we get started with all of that, I want to ask you to turn in your Bibles to Revelation, to the book of Revelation in chapter 12. As I said at the 9:30 service this morning, during my quiet time last week while I was at Camp K with our teens, this verse came up in a devotional that I was reading. It's a verse that I have always cherished. My favorite gospel singer, Fred Hammond, he has mentioned this in his concerts many, many times. It's so true. But I want to read to you this morning from Revelation chapter 12, and I want you to look at verse 10 and verse 11. And these verses speak of the accuser of the brethren. It talks about the ancient serpent Satan being cast down from heaven to the earth. And we're going to find out this morning from these two verses how as believers we have the power to overcome through Jesus Christ all of our trials, tribulations, and sufferings. And we're going to find out real quickly from these two verses how that is done. So join me as I read. I'm reading from the New King James Version. John says in his revelation, "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, 'Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night. And he's been cast down,'" and that's talking about Satan. But listen to verse 11. Read verse 11. It says, "And they overcame," that's meaning you and I, as believers, conquerors in Jesus Christ, we overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, by our testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. They did not love their lives to death. This verse tells us something very, very important. It tells us that we overcome every trial and tribulation, all persecutions, everything that happens to us that is contrary, we overcome by faithful commitment to God and by declaring His goodness. Raise your hand this morning if you can declare right now that God has been good to you this week and has given you a word from His mouth. Amen. Amen. We have the Word of God in the Bible. It speaks to us when we read it. And we are even willing to declare with our mouths that we will not waver from our faith in Jesus Christ during our trials, during our tribulations. We will not faint. Galatians 4:9, "Be not weary in well-doing, for in due time you will reap if you faint not." My friends, God's Word and God's power as believers are overcome, are given to us when we go through trials, if we will open our mouths and share how good God is. I want to encourage you to find hope in that truth. Even when you are facing death, you can still be overcomers through God's Word. I want to read to you two quotes this morning. These quotes are from two young people. I'm not going to tell you who they are until after I've finished reading these two quotes. But the quote number one says this. This is from a 17-year-old girl. She writes, "Now I have given up on everything else. I have found it to be the only way to really know Christ and to experience the mighty power that brought him back to life again, and to find out what it means to suffer and to die with him. So whatever it takes, I will be the one who lives in the fresh newness of life of those who are alive from the dead. 17-year-old. Next quote, also by a young lady, 17 years old. She says this, I have no more personal friends at school. But you know what? I am not going to apologize for speaking the name of Jesus. I am not going to justify my faith to them, and I'm not going to hide the light that God has put into me. If I have to sacrifice everything, I will. I will take it. If my friends have to become my enemies for me to be with my best friend Jesus, then that's fine with me. And I tell you this morning, it's easy for us to say that and to declare it when things are going well in our lives. But these two young ladies, their name, first one was Cassie Bernal and the second was Rachel Scott. These two 17-year-old girls were martyrs at the Columbine shooting. They stood for their faith. They stood for Jesus Christ, even to the point of death. And they overcame by the word of their testimony. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord Jesus Christ. You are going to hear people today who are overcoming by the words of their testimony. You're going to hear from three people today giving a testimony of what our missions trip was like. Without further ado, I'm not going to steal any of Sherry's thunder, but I will say this, because I didn't hear her say this today. Our missions trip was a departure from our overseas trips to Belize. We went to a place about a 12-hour drive, the Appalachian areas of Kentucky. We ministered in southeastern Kentucky. We ministered in northeastern Tennessee. And our team of 19 had the privilege of working in VBS, visiting a nursing home. We did street evangelism. We prepared blessing bags. We worked in a local distribution plant, which serviced the needs of many of the poor people in the community. And I've asked Sherry Dawson to come forward, and she's going to give us an overview of our missions trip. We're going to watch a video, and then we're going to hear from three of our participants. Let's give a warm welcome to Sherry Dawson.
Good morning. Give me 1 second. I can't. I'm technically challenged. And I wanted to try and stay on point, which is almost impossible for me. Now seeing because I can't even open up my phone properly. There we go. Sorry. I'm Sherry Dawson, and I just wanted to share a little bit about the missions trip. When Pastor Corey asked me if I'd be willing to say a few words, I will always take the opportunity to brag on my God, but also to brag on our youth, our young people. This was an amazing trip. It was a different. We stayed in country, and it was supposed to be an 8-hour drive. So 12 hours by bus. She is old, and she is faithful. I'm talking about the bus, not me. So, okay, wasn't that funny? Pastor Corey shared yesterday that Hope was guessing ages. I'm not going to tell you how old she guessed I was. Where are you, Hope?
63. She did not.
She did. It's okay. It's all right. I have forgiven you, right? I have forgiven you. So, as far as sharing with you about the trip, my words are not eloquent enough. The video speaks so loudly. You know, you'll see on the video everything that Pastor Corey mentioned, a few things that he talked about blessing bags. We had 25. We went out the first day, and it was not enough. We decided we had the funds because of faithful giving. We took went out and had to raid two different Walmarts and made 50 more bags. We did 24 bags in the nursing home. We did backpacks for the children of VBS. It was such a blessing. But I want to take the opportunity just to, you know, brag on our people. A quick story, just the very first time we went into Williamsburg, Kentucky, it was in a projects, and we arrived, we divided down into teams of three, and so it was myself, my daughter Hannah, who she's not here today, she's the blonde in the video, and Hope. And we went, knocked on the first door, and you know, I spoke, and the second door I spoke, and the third door, knocked on the door, and it was literally Holy Spirit saying, shut your mouth. And that's a hard thing for me to do, but I did. And I told my daughter, it's on you. And so she, my daughter took over and just did beautifully. And then Hope, I was like, Hope, are you ready? And she said, I'll do the last one. And when we got to the last door that day, I said, Hope, it's yours. And Hope is the youngest member of our team. And I saw God literally just descend on this young lady and her open her mouth and God gave her words. And it was just beautiful to see that. And it was literally such a blessing as a mom and as a leader. I've been with I've seen some of these kids since they were in kindergarten and been able to work with them in different ways. The next day, when we went back to Williamsburg, we bought more bags. Did we go back to Williamsburg? Yeah, we did. And so I pulled up, and as everybody's getting off the bus, I said, Hope and Hannah, you're on your own. I have to go fuel the bus. And it was such an awesome moment for me because it was a passing of the torch. And it's something that I'm so proud that we are able to do. We have amazing youth and young adults, and they are ready to serve. They want to serve. They want to step up. They want to be used. And you know, I just ask that you all continue to bless them, encourage them, and give them opportunities. I cannot take fail to thank all of you for your support. We cannot do these trips without you. We do our fundraisers this year. You know, our fundraisers were a little slow to start, but the church family stepped up and supported us. I thank you. We all thank you for that. And then, you know, we just want to, I'm one to look to the next, summer of 2024. We will be heading back to the country of Belize. And I just ask that you be praying for us now. We're going to start our fundraising early, and my prayer, my vision is to have a monthly fellowship time with our church where we will, you know, provide a meal for you, and you all can come and fellowship, enjoy good food at a great price, cheaper than you're going to be able to pay anywhere else, and fellowship with one another, and just grow as our church family. So I'll be looking for that to start in September. And let me just real quick see if I covered everything. Think so. This video, guys, is such blessing. And Josh Wang, huge shout out. He is gifted, and we are blessed. And this is seeing this trip through his eyes. And I'm amazed at every single one of you. I love every single one of you team members, and I'm so proud of you. And I thank our church for your support.
So again, thank you, Josh Wang, for putting that together. I know you don't like to be complimented, but I'm complimenting you. You're very talented, and we love you for that. So we had 19 of us on the missions trip, and just so you'll know about our two camps, we'll have some testimonies next week, but our children's camp was July 24th through 28th. We took 22 children to Camp Canisataki in Pennsylvania, and then we just got back Friday night from our student ministry camp, Teen Camp 3, was July 30th through August 4th at Camp Canisataki. And as always, Camp Canisataki is an amazing place to be. Can I hear it from those who went? Yeah. All right, very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. So anyway, we will hear more about teen camp and junior camp next week, but I'm excited to have you hear from three of our missions team members this Sunday. And the first one that we're going to hear a word from is none other than Mr. Joshua Wang. So let's give it up for Josh.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Just a quick word about the video. I just wanted to thank everyone here, as well as Pastor Dave, for allowing us to show our journey and our hard work and our dedication to this church and to serving God as well. It's hard for me to talk about a testimony about a video when I feel like that's what my word is, the video itself. I haven't showed it before, but we actually took the time to write a script for the video, trying to explain what we wanted to convey, and I can't help but leak my own bias into that, and that itself is kind of my testimony already. But what I do want to talk about is how the missions team changed my life, and that's my testimony for that. Hello, my name is Joshua Wang. I am 23 years old and a graduate of Virginia Tech. I am currently in the RISE industry and have RISE ministry and been currently faithful to the church and helping out. A little bit more into my origin story, my parents are Esther Wang, who you may have seen lead and perform up here with their worship team, and Eric Wang, who you may have seen in the back or taking pictures. In my life, I've always been more of an observer. I've been observing the church for quite a while now. I started going to school here in 2004, and I've been going here since then. And it's been a very, very long journey through school, through camps, through summer camps, through the worship team, through the worship ministry, through countless Awanas, Christmas at Kingstown productions. And I've seen so many people here grow, and I'm glad to be a part of it. In 2017, I realized that my faithfulness had not been super secure and it wasn't honestly that good. I was more of a Sunday-only goer and wasn't very attentive in Connect classes, Sunday schools, didn't talk to anyone. I was just kind of here just because. I was just here. I watched my parents serve the ministry countless throughout and through thick and thin. They were always here serving no matter how they could. And even though I was a part of so many ministries, I never felt like I was using my gifts properly and that I just didn't feel as welcomed. It wasn't until the summer of 2017, right before I attended college, where I was actually approached by one of my fellow graduates, Bethany Paxton, who invited me to be a part of this missions team to Belize in 2017. And she must have given a really, really great sales pitch, because I'll tell you, I was not that type of person to just go from a Sunday goer to just randomly being a part of a missions team in another country. After that trip, a summary of it is that it changed my life. It made me realize that I was in the wrong and that I needed to change drastically. And because of that, I tried my best. I started going to church more, started being more attentive and a part of the organization and the youth ministry itself, but then again, it was only the first step of the process. And change is honestly a very, very long process and meticulous. It takes time, effort, internal and external help.
Amen.
Throughout college, I tried my best pursuing different, you know, Christian organizations at Virginia Tech and, you know, things of that, but I didn't get very far. In 2021, my senior year of college, we were hit with COVID. And I started to dwindle and regress back to what I was before. I know it's not a good excuse for COVID to affect us, because I know that many of us here were very, very faithful and very attentive to the church, and I don't like to use an excuse, but it was just hard for me. I was called back to the ministry by chance because of Hannah Dawson, who pulled me back into the RISE ministry, which is a new ministry for young adults, high school grads, and college attendees. Because of that, and along with Gabriel Asensio and Jasmine, they helped me understand that my faith, I needed to strengthen my faith and confidence in it, and I needed to grow more spiritually as well as intellectually. And that class was really, really great. They helped me grow, and they helped me learn so much more about my spirituality as well as my intellectual faith as well. In 2021, when I came back, or 2022, when I came back to the missions team, I was ready to continue. It was, I think, maybe 2 or 3 weeks into me attending RISE where they had the next Belize 2022 meeting, and it took me about 2 seconds to realize that I wanted to be back. I knew that the second step in my process of change was to understand how to change and act on that change. Fast forwarding to today and this mission trip, I wasn't sure if they wanted me to do another video, honestly. I'm not that super skilled in it, and I don't do it that much. But I'm glad they allowed me to do it, because I think that gift is my best use of it is in this church and in this ministry in general.
Amen.
I'm also not very good at taking compliments. I don't like hearing it as much, because I know that there are little technical things that I'm just not doing well, or that you guys could hire someone to do it better. And you know, I want to show my gratitude that they allowed me for this chance. And it wasn't until Miss Sherry last trip, it was one of our devotion nights, where she told me that you know, my gift isn't just picking up a camera and, you know, pointing at people, but it's being able to capture the best yes. moments of everyone and being able to portray it in faithfulness of God.
Hope Thuku is next, and I've grown to love Hope so much over the past few months, the whole Thuku family. So I'm excited to hear again what she has to say. So let's give a warm welcome to Hope Thuku. The youngest mission team member we had this summer.
Hi. My name is Hope, and I'm really glad to be speaking today. If I'm being honest, when Pastor Corey sent that text, who wants to do a testimony on the mission trip, I didn't even open it. I looked at it from the notifications bar, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that, no. But then a few days later, I was talking to my friend, and we were talking about how God deserves so much better, and how we take him for granted sometimes without even noticing. And we expect him to do things for us, but then when the time comes for us to do things for him, we feel like it's such a big ask. And my mind immediately went to the testimony. And yeah, it's sometimes difficult to speak in front of a group of people, but if we start comparing things and see how much God does for us, it really isn't that big of a deal to speak in front of people. And so, this was my first missions trip. I'm the youngest of everyone else, 15. And the missions trip really had a big impact on me. And so, when I first saw the video of the 2022 missions trip, Josh's video, it was a really good video. And I was like, wow, I want to do that. I want to go help people. I want to serve God too. And it was such a good experience, because sometimes you feel like you're not doing enough for God as much as you should. And this missions trip really was very fulfilling for me, and it really inspired me to, the video really inspired me to go and help people. It really, in my head, when I thought of the mission trip, what I got was very different. I thought since I was the youngest, I would feel kind of left out from everyone, but it wasn't like that. Everyone was so welcoming, so nice. And we're new to this church too, kind of new, I don't know. It's like 2 years. I don't know if that's considered new, but it kind of is. And it didn't feel like that at the missions trip. Everyone was so kind to us. They were welcoming, and I was really happy about that. And even though like some of them had known each other for so many years, it kind of felt like we had all known each other for all of our lives. And so that made me really happy. The work we did was so good. I loved helping people and helping them grow, both physically and spiritually, providing them with what they needed, even though it wasn't as much. And even though we might have talked to some people and they didn't accept Christ at the moment, planting that seed was very important.
Amen.
And like Miss Sherry said, I got the chance to pray over someone for the first time, and I was really scared that I would mess it up or that no words would come to my mouth and I would just freeze up. But Miss Sherry told me that it would be fine, and if I froze, she would just pick it up for me where I left off. I really grew close to the team within that week. I got to hear their stories and know more about them on a deeper level. Like, I had always seen them in the church, in the halls, just say hi, like just that. But on this missions trip, we really grew closer together, and I got to know them, and I hope they got to know me. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely recommend going on a missions trip for anyone, absolutely anyone. And it was a really good experience. Thank you for all your support.
Before I bring up the last one, I hope you just made me think of something that is so true, and I know that all of our youth leaders and college leaders will agree with this. This is how people, most of the time, decide to leave a church and not progress in their spiritual life. Here's what it takes. It takes someone not finding a place of ministry. And I can't think of any young person that I've had the privilege of working with, and Chip, you can remind me if I'm wrong, Buzz, you can remind me if I'm wrong, but I can't think of any young person that has plugged in and served in ministry, has been a part of our mission team, that is no longer serving God. Whether they went off and got married and moved or what have you. But listen, if you plug yourself in to the local church and you let God make you into the person that He has for you. But if you plug into a ministry, young people, I'm talking to you. If there's any young people in here that's not plugged into ministry, if there's any older person that's in here that's not plugged into ministry, you will find the greatest joy and the greatest purpose in your life when you have an opportunity to plug into ministry. My wife is approaching me, and I don't know why.
So this man right here, I don't know, probably about 7 years ago, saw our daughter floundering, and we were losing her to the Lord. There was no youth ministry that was getting to her. And he wasn't going to let that happen. He went and talked to Dave and Mike. And he says, I want to be the youth pastor as well. Our daughter was, today's her 23rd birthday. And our daughter was saved, but so lost. She was like what he was saying. She was not making any connections at church. She didn't have any friends. There was no one there that she connected with. And he started working with the youth and doing things. And I saw a little tiniest bit of light in my daughter. And it began to grow. And she went on a missions trip. She went to camp. She blossomed. And guys, I don't say this lightly. We made our daughter go to church. There was no question in our mind that she was going to go. You're in our house. You're going to go to church. But we knew there had to be more. And he made it happen for her. He made it happen for a lot of you kids. And I'm sorry I'm up here bragging on my husband, but I just couldn't not say what it did in our own daughter's life and how she's married now and she's at her own church and she's going on missions trips with their youth and working there. God does work in your life if you let him. Amen.
Sorry, honey. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I didn't have a picture up there for you for that testimony. But amen. Thank you, sweetheart, for that. Our last speaker today is a beloved friend of mine who's recently joined our youth group leadership. And I just love the entire Maya family. They are incredible. So let's give a warm welcome to Kayla Maya as she comes and shares.
Hi, congregation. I'm Kayla. I wrote something this morning, last minute, but I'm just going to speak from my heart. I think it's more relevant to the missions trip. So when Pastor Corey sent out the memo that, you know, the youth was going to go on a missions trip this year, I wasn't really planning on going. There was actually a national powerlifting competition that same week. It was actually canceled, though, due to some scandals with the federation. So I went to the interest meeting, and Pastor Corey was like, so you're coming, right? You're coming. And, well, I said yes. And even when I said yes, I didn't really mean that I wanted to come. And I'm not really sure why I chose to say yes. I think it was more... I don't know really why I said yes, but I did, and we went, and we did amazing things. But this morning, I actually didn't want to give my testimony, and I wanted to tell Pastor Corey that I didn't want to speak because I felt like what I was going to say was not the truth. But a big theme in my life these past couple months has been that my feelings do not reflect the truth. And just because I feel like what we did was not important, or what I feel like I didn't want to speak tonight, or I didn't feel like I didn't want to go, it doesn't matter because God used me anyways. And the truth is that we talked to many people there that needed us. And I don't know what's going to happen to them. I don't know what God's plan is. But Jesus gave us the commission, the Great Commission in Matthew 28, to go and make disciples. And when we are obedient, then we are honoring and glorifying God. And that's the only thing that matters. And it's funny because in the earlier service I was crying, but I guess I released all that. But I don't have anything else to say. I mean, just all honor and glory to God. And I'm thankful because initially I was actually thinking of leaving this church. I'm 26 years old. Hope is the youngest. I'm actually the oldest in the team. I felt like I didn't belong in Ignite. I feel like I don't belong in Rise. I'm in this weird limbo, as someone put it earlier. But I'm glad that I went because, as Pastor Corey was mentioning, plugging into the church and really going into ministry and using your gifts and really becoming part of the church is what helped me stay. And I'm glad because this is the church where I was saved. Because in 2017, when I moved here and I went to Ignite, and Monica Bromley told me, I was praying for you. And she didn't even know who I was. And so this is my home church, and I'm so proud, I'm so happy to be with you guys, and I can't wait until the next trip. Thank you.
Kayla is blossoming. I brag on Kayla to Mike all the time, Mike Williams. She is blossoming. Chip and I are so thankful that she's a part of our Next Gen 712 leadership. She is working with young girls. She is becoming very vocal in her witness as our teenagers are learning how to do and are practicing. That is amazing thing. I want to close the service today. I was talking with someone recently, and they were just like Kayla. They were thinking about leaving Calvary Road, and not going to share the reasons or anything, but they were very, very confused, and they have had a rough year. And I shared with this person that it is never God's will for a person to make changes, major life changes and decisions when you're in the dark and when you're confused. We're supposed to make changes and make decisions in the light of the revelation of God's word. And when he speaks, we go. But until he speaks, we continue to strive and to make the right decisions and go against our own will and be steadfast and loyal to where the Lord has us right now. There's work to be done at this church. There is great work to be done in every ministry of Calvary Road Baptist Church. But I stand before you this morning. Chip, I want you to stand. Buzz, are you in here? No, he's teaching this morning. I would love for, you know, Buzz to stand and Amparo to stand. And I guarantee you they would all tell you that it is the greatest privilege of their life to be able to work alongside the young people of Calvary Road Baptist Church. Cheryl, you stand. If you're a youth leader or a children's leader, college leader, stand. Because what we are doing is we are investing truly what Sherry said in the 9:30 service, our future. But guys, I don't look at our young people and see them as our future. I look at them and I see them as our present. And they are going forward. They are serving the Lord. They are learning. They are growing. They are being obedient. And we need more people to step up and join the greatest task, I believe, in the world. And it's a great privilege. So thank you, leaders, for what you're doing. In our ministry to young people, and as Sherry said, this missions trip would not have been possible without the prayers and the financial support and the go-ahead by our pastor to allow us to do these things every year and to plot our course. And I will say what Dave says all the time, and this past week has shown me that our greatest days truly are ahead of us, because we've got a great crop of young people that are rising up and they're planting their flag deep, and I'm very, very grateful for that. So next week we will hear a report from our teen camp. We will hear from Sean Smith. We will hear from Evan Chestnut, and prayerfully we will also hear from Ryan Spinello, who has invested his entire summer as being a camp counselor at Camp Kenesatake. He won't share this with you, but Ryan, in his first year of full-time counseling, was asked by Seth Hoffman, the director of the camp, to be next year's lead counselor. And Ryan is, oh my goodness, I was with him 2 weeks this year and 2 weeks last year with him being a counselor at Camp K. And that young man has got a heart for the Lord. The kids love him that were in his cabin. The staff of Camp Kenesatake adore him, and I'm really hopeful that you will get to hear from him next week on what God has done in his life. And next week we'll spend about 10 to 12 minutes talking about the victories at Camp Kenesatake, because they were many. So great summer. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, church.